music mission.
Yeah, we have the technology.
Yeah. Please, 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 please.
Wireless Pro Flow female feature. Flame on.
Yeah, baby.
Lady. We can go all night long.
Right. I'm the bitch just keeping it live and keeping it hot. When you park it against hate, don't go west side. What? Bring it on.
Boy, I'ma make you love me, make you want me. And I'ma give you some attention tonight.
True. Well, my name is Risque. I'm from Bartow, Florida. Small country town in Florida, Central Florida, in between Orlando and Tampa. And I've been rapping for 5 years, and I started out with a single on a song called Papa Pill, which is a big record in Florida. And from there, I started doing a lot of remixes, and then a lot of DJs started requesting me to do remixes over and over. It's been about 3 years, and so now I dropped my single, My Candy, which I'm getting a lot of feedback on, and it's basically for the ladies because I represent for the ladies hard.
www.maxi.com.
Hello.
Is Miss Gay available?
This is she.
What's up? How you doing?
Good.
This is Mad Max calling from Ohio.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Good. Okay. The purpose of this call for me, basically, is we're trying to showcase different artists like yourself, because I found you on MySpace, and I listened to your music, and I downloaded like 3 of your tracks, and I've been playing it every once in a while on my show, and you know what I'm saying? You are one of the best females we got on the show, so...
You know, oh,
pleasure.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for just giving me this opportunity.
Thank you.
No, that's all good. So, you got to Florida, right?
Yes.
Where's I think you said Bartow?
Bartow, yeah.
Okay. Is that near Miami or Tampa?
It's near Tampa. It's in the middle of Orlando and Tampa. It's okay. Right in the middle.
So we was just in Florida like about a month ago. It was kind of fun. It was a beautiful state. Up here,
yeah.
In Ohio, it's kind of... dull most of the time, but it's all good. And I want my audience to know where they can find you at. So you got a couple websites that you can give off, maybe?
Yep. They can find me on risque.com, or they can hit me up on MySpace, Risque Drama Queen.
Okay. Now, when they go there, what can they expect to see?
They can expect to see Risque in the flesh.
Yeah, it's a good uncut. Thing. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. Yeah, they gotta check that out for real.
Yeah.
Now, you're from down south, so you kind of got a down south flavor the way you come off. But you definitely sound like you got a lot to say. Tell me how you got started in rap, basically.
I got started about 6 years ago. Well, actually, I got started doing promotions behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Street teams type stuff. And then, like, my boyfriend, he used to do a lot of dealings with Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
They had a group that they had, and they were always looking for a female rapper. And it was a couple around in Bartow, but they didn't take it seriously. So I was like, well, just give me the chance. And, you know, they joke and laugh at me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, but actually, I always wanted to be a rapper.
Okay.
The thing is, like, when I was young with my cousins growing up, we did a gospel singing group,
yeah.
And I was the leader. And I thought I could sing, but, hey, you know, my cousins them told me I couldn't sing, but my aunt and uncles, you know, they said I sounded good till we recorded something. I was like, oh, my God, it's like the worst thing I ever heard in my life. But, yeah, me and my sister started rapping when we were younger, like writing down stuff, and we were rapping with my cousin. And, you know, so when I tried to tell my boyfriend, you know, I rap, and he was like, yeah, right,
because,
you know, he had his rap group. But then, you know, they gave me a try, and then, you know, after that, we were going to the studio in Orlando, and White Dog heard me,
yeah. And
he asked me to remix this song with him, and I did, and ever since then, it's like, it took off from there.
That's great. So right now, what you working on? Because you got a lot of music. I went to your website, I went to MySpace and your .com, and then, you know, I got, I checked out pretty much everything I could because I wanted to make sure I knew what I was talking to. And I know certain things you said that you didn't want to be asked, so that makes sure I stay away from those kind of things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did read.
Yeah, I read everything. I got some stuff in front of me, actually. So, but anyhow, like, tell me what you got going on right now.
Right now, I've been on the road like every weekend, Miami, Tampa, Orlando. I just came back from Atlanta. This weekend, I'm going to Savannah, GA.
Okay.
And I've been on the road nonstop promoting and in between that working on my album, trying to finish up the album at the same time.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. How close are you to being finished with your album, you think?
Very close. Very close. Cool. And the next couple weeks, I don't have anything booked for the weekends because I want to try to wrap up the album.
Okay. How would the audience be able to get to your album once it's finished?
Right now, I'm working on getting my album in FYE because I have fans not just in Florida, but I got fans in New York, California, United Kingdom, Germany.
Yeah.
I got fans all over the country, and it's like, I want them
Ohio,
to be able to...
Yeah, you got fans in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Ohio, most definitely. And I got burnlounge.com, and I'm also going to be selling my album on there, and it's burnlounge.com/Risqué. And I'm gonna be selling my album online as well as getting it in the stores.
That's cool. That's great. That's good to hear. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. I want to know what's the hardest thing in this rap game that you had to overcome, basically?
Overcome, you know, like the negative things people have to say. That's the thing. It's like, and people wanting to control you and. You know, I had to learn that when people can't control you, they do and say hurtful things, and they do that because they fear you. They fear the power that you have alone. So what they try to do is, you know, talk about you negatively. And, you know, that used to affect me a lot in the beginning. But now I'd be like, Amal, I'm going to do what I got to do because what God got for me, they can't hold it back.
Right. I heard that. That's what's up. So with that in mind, what... advice would you give people coming up trying to make it in this industry or in any industry, I guess?
Well, what I would advise people to do is the biggest thing is it's hard. It's like a lot of DJs out there in the world that want to be power DJs, and they really don't look out for the little people because we don't have the money and the politics for it.
Right.
So the biggest thing to ever do, the best thing you could ever do is build your fans. Because as long as you got fans, them the ones that's going to go out and buy your record, not the DJs, they want promo. As long as you build your fan base, they can't stop you. I mean, it doesn't matter to me if I'm on TV and I'm broke. I'd rather be making money behind the scenes than to be on TV every day and then come home and I'm broke. So you get your fans, they're going to go out, they're going to support you nonstop. And that's the biggest thing you could ever do is, like, really, really support your fans. I mean, I do it, and my fans can tell you right now, I got a young lady that's 16 years old, and she's pregnant. And she hit me up on MySpace. She talks to me all the time to tell me she's my number one fan. Mm. She had a baby shower, and I'm going to go to the registry, and I'm going to get something for her. Because, you know, my fans, they really, really support me a lot. And I ain't nothing without my fans.
Well, you sound very professional, and that's what the show's all about. It's called the Pro Flow for Show, and we showcase artists such as Risqué out of Florida. So, you know, you are a female MC, so I want to ask you another question. I want to ask you, in general, for another female MC coming up, what information would you tell her about how to make it in the industry?
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is these guys, what they're going to do is try to make you feel like you're competing against another chick.
Mm.
Honestly, my thing is it's not no competition in the female market right now.
Yeah.
We all trying to get, we're not getting the same radio play as the Young Jocks, the Young Dros and stuff like that. That's your real competition, and think that. Don't ever let nobody tell you, well, such and such is your competition, because they not. And it's a million in the game, how come it can't be a million females? Every time a female come out, they be like, oh, such and such is your competition. I have to correct them right then and there. No, they're not my competition. They just another chick in the game trying to get it. So don't fall into all that dissing this chick. And I had a rapper chick send me an email telling me I was garbage and this and that. I'm like, hey, hold up. You don't even know me.
Yep.
And it's like, why you even got to go there? I mean, it's a whole bunch of artists, male artists that got different kind of flows. You got the Will Smiths. You got different kind of artists. You got commercial artists, street artists. So it's the same thing in the female market.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But the biggest thing is if you know where you're coming from, and if you represent, and you need to represent something, don't come in the game just talking about anything, because a lot of chicks do that, just come in rapping about stuff that don't mean nothing. Come in the game and have a purpose when you come in the game. Have something people want to hear. That's why they like Risqué, because Risqué be telling me, y'all, hey, we ain't with it.
Yeah, I know. I listen to a lot of your tracks. I'm going to continue to listen, because I like the way you sound. You sound real comfortable, real fluent, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's impressive. A lot of people sound choppy. Can't make the whole song flow smoothly and, you know, keep you vibing through the whole project. So, you know, you got it going on.
Yeah.
And you got it going on better than most of these guys out here. So, you know, it's really impressive. So I'm going to be promoting. I got some other questions. Real short, quick questions that... Mm-hmm. But mainly for the fans, because I think the fans may get a kick out of it. This is just questions that, like, personal preferences. Like, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Okay. Why you like red?
I don't know. I guess because it's so bold.
Okay.
You can't help but miss it. You know, you see it. Red is just there. It's just beautiful to me. My roof is red on my house. Yep. I love red.
Okay, that's what about your favorite food?
Oh, that would have to be chicken wings. Y'all know I'm from the South. Fried.
What about, what do you like, what's your favorite drink?
Water is my favorite drink.
Okay, that's really cool. Are you signed to a label?
Nope, I'm independent and I ain't in no hurry to be signed.
Okay, that's cool. And do you think you will ever stop making music?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I will stop making music in the future. I mean, I probably end up being a speaker or something one day.
Yeah, what's your goals? Like, what's the 10-year goal plan, maybe?
My 10-year goal is to be sitting on the beach making money while I'm sitting there. That's
yes, I feel you, 100%. I feel that.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I appreciate the time you gave me. I think I got enough to work with. This went real well. We're going to be able to get your music heard by a lot of people, quality audience as well as quantity. So we just appreciate your time, and hopefully you stay in touch. Keep us posted on what's going on, all right?
Okay. I appreciate you interviewing me.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Believe me.
Okay.
All right. You take it easy, okay?
You too.
All
thanks.
Right. You think I can get an interview maybe later in the few months or so, maybe?
Yeah.
I got to come up with some better questions, but I got a few different people I'm supposed to be hooking up with, but I would definitely keep in touch with you, let you know